Hey everyone, and welcome back. If you've been keeping up with cybersecurity news at all lately, you've probably seen some stuff about that WhatsApp attack. Pretty scary stuff. And today we're going to do a deep dive into zero-click spyware. Basically, it's a kind of attack that can totally compromise your phone without you even realizing it's happening. No clicking shady links, no downloading anything, just pure digital stealth.
Yeah, it's really a whole new ballgame when it comes to cyber threats. I mean, unlike, your typical hacks that try to trick you into clicking on something you shouldn't, these zero-click attacks go after like vulnerabilities,
All right.
buried deep within the software itself. It's like they just slip in through the cracks completely under the radar.
Yeah. The Guardian's report on this is pretty chilling, to say the least. I mean, they talk about sophisticated spyware just like, slipping onto phones and silently stealing information. It's unsettling, to say the least. So how do these vulnerabilities even get exploited in the first place?
Okay, so think of it this way. Imagine a skyscraper, right? And it's got this like hidden architectural flaw. Now, a thief doesn't need to like break down any doors or anything like that. They just exploit that weakness and they just walk right in. That's basically how these attacks work. They target similar flaws in software and they use code to trigger this chain reaction that gives them access. No alarms, no traces, just a clean, silent entry.
So, like, if there's no obvious way in who is supplying the digital skeleton key here.
The Guardian seems to think it's Paragon Solutions, an Israeli spyware company. They're the ones behind this graphite software that's suspected of being used in the attacks.
Paragon Solutions. So they've been on the cybersecurity radar for a while now, right?
Yep. They're known for developing these surveillance tools. And from what we know, graphite seems to work a lot like the notorious Pegasus spyware,
Right.
which has been used to target a bunch of high-profile people all over the world.
So Meta, the company behind WhatsApp, I mean, they didn't just let this slide, right? They fought back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They fired off cease and desist letters, and they're even thinking about legal action.
Wow. And what about Paragon Solutions? What have they said about all this?
Interestingly enough, they've gone completely silent. No denials, no explanations, nothing. It's pretty strange.
That lack of response is super intriguing, but what's even more concerning is the potential damage that this graphite spyware can do. I mean, this isn't just about someone reading your text messages, right? We're talking full-blown digital access.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Graphite could do some pretty unsettling things. It can bypass encryption, so it can read messages from apps like WhatsApp and Signal, which are supposed to be super secure. And it can even track your location, activate your camera and microphone, and take data from your phone, all without you ever knowing.
It's
It
terrifying.
is like a chilling level of intrusion, really.
Yeah, really chilly. I mean, it really does sound like something straight out of a spy movie,
Right.
but this is really happening, and it's especially scary for, people who are already kind of vulnerable, like journalists or activists or government officials,
Yeah.
people whose work makes them targets for this kind of surveillance.
Absolutely. And you're right. Those are exactly the groups that are often in the crosshairs. Meta's been pretty tight-lipped about the specifics, but they have said that this attack was aimed at something like 90 high-risk WhatsApp users across 20 countries. So while they haven't named any names, it's pretty clear these are people who are involved in some pretty sensitive stuff, makes them prime targets for this kind of spyware.
Okay, so this is starting to feel a lot less like a tech story and a lot more like a, geopolitical thriller. But let's get practical for a second. Like, what can our listeners actually do to protect themselves from these kinds of attacks? I mean, is it even possible to stay safe when these vulnerabilities can be exploited without you doing anything?
Well, it's a good question. The truth is, there's no like foolproof solution. No system is 100% secure, but there are definitely steps you can take to at least reduce your risk, and make yourself less of a target.
Okay, so what are the essentials? What should our listeners be doing to make themselves less vulnerable?
So first and foremost, keep your apps updated.
Software updates often come with security patches that fix those known vulnerabilities. It's like locking your doors and windows, just basic digital hygiene.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's so easy to just hit remind me later on those
Ew.
update notifications. But
Right.
it sounds like we need to break that habit.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else can we do, like proactively to protect ourselves?
Turning on two-step verification wherever you can is a huge one.
Okay.
It basically adds an extra layer of security by requiring a unique code from your phone in addition to your password. So even if someone manages to steal your password, they still can't get in without that code.
Okay, two-step verification. Definitely adding that to my to-do list. We all get those weird messages and calls from numbers we don't recognize.
Yeah.
Should we just be ignoring all of those completely? Pretty much. Like, just be super cautious in those situations. Don't ever click on links from senders you don't know. And if you get a call from some international number you don't recognize, just let it go to voicemail. If it's actually important, they'll leave a message.
So basically, be super aware of anything that seems kind of fishy.
Exactly.
Okay. What about more drastic measures, like getting a privacy-focused phone or using encrypted messaging apps? Is that something the average person should consider?
You know, for people who are dealing with super sensitive info, or if you're at higher risk for being targeted, those tools can be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But they often mean you got to give up some convenience and some of the features you might be used to.
Right.
So it really depends on your individual needs and your risk tolerance.
So there's no one-size-fits-all solution, but basically layering these different security measures can make a big difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so red flags, like, are there any signs that our device has already been compromised that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, keep an eye out for anything that seems off. Like if your battery is suddenly draining way faster than usual,
mm-hmm.
or you see these spikes in data usage,
okay.
or if your phone is running slow or it's overheating for no reason, those could all be signs that something's not right.
So if our phone's acting weird, it might be a symptom of something more serious.
Exactly. It's all about being aware and trusting your gut if something feels off.
So what should someone do if they think their device might actually be compromised?
If you're really worried, don't hesitate to talk to a cybersecurity professional.
Okay.
They can help you figure out how secure you are and recommend specific solutions for you.
It sounds like being vigilant and taking those security measures are key here.
Mm-hmm.
These zero-click attacks, I mean, they might seem like the silent, invisible threat, but they're definitely things we can do to protect ourselves.
Absolutely. And the cybersecurity landscape is always changing. You know, as attackers come up with new methods, we have to stay ahead of the game and adapt our defenses.
Mm-hmm.
The more we know about these threats, the better we'll be able to navigate this crazy digital world.
You know, it's like we're always trying to find that balance between convenience and security.
Yeah.
Like we want our devices to be easy to use and, you know, seamlessly integrated into our lives. But it often feels like that comes at the expense of our privacy.
Right. It is a balancing act for sure. But I think the key is awareness. You know, we have to be informed users. We have to understand the risks and we have to push for stronger security and privacy protections from the companies that control these technologies.
Mm, you're right. We can't just assume that our data is safe. We have to be proactive about protecting our digital lives.
Mm.
This deep dive has been, I mean, really eye-opening, but it's also kind of got me thinking about the bigger picture. Like if our devices can be compromised without us even knowing, what does that mean for the future of privacy and freedom, you know, in this digital age?
That's a really important question. And
yeah. It's
something we all need to be thinking about. It's becoming clearer and clearer that the line between our physical lives and our digital lives is getting blurrier and blurrier. And that has huge implications for our privacy.
Yeah.
You know, imagine a world where our devices, the things we rely on every day for communication and connection, could be turned against us without our consent.
Yeah. It's a scary thought.
It is.
It's almost like we're living in some sci-fi novel where everything we do is being tracked and monitored, except it's not fiction. This is really happening. And the stakes are incredibly high. So where do we go from here? What can our listeners do to learn more and stay ahead of these threats as they keep evolving?
Well, the good news is there are some really great resources out there. Organizations like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and Access, you know, they're doing amazing work advocating for digital rights and privacy. They have tons of information tools, guys, that can help people protect themselves in this increasingly complex digital world.
Those sound like organizations worth checking out. And of course, listeners can find more information and links to those resources on our website.
Exactly. We've put together a bunch of articles, guides, even some interactive tools that can help you assess your digital security and figure out how to improve it. Knowledge is power, right? The more you know about these threats, the better prepared you'll be to deal with them.
This deep dive into zero-click attacks has given us all a lot to think about. It's a stark reminder that while technology offers all these amazing possibilities, it also comes with new and evolving challenges to our privacy and security. But we're not powerless. We can take action. We can educate ourselves. We can demand better from the companies that we trust with our data.
Absolutely. I think the biggest takeaway here is that awareness is our most powerful tool. By staying informed, taking steps to protect ourselves, and pushing for better security and privacy measures, we can all play a part in shaping a digital future where our rights and freedoms are protected.
Couldn't agree more. So as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with one final thought to ponder. If our devices can be accessed and controlled without our knowledge, what does that mean for the future of personal autonomy in a digital age? It's a tough question, but one that's worth thinking about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Stay safe, stay informed, and we'll see you next time.